Father, we come to you in such thankfulness for your Son, Jesus, that wonderful name, hallelujah. And Lord, as we know, you said that when we see you, we will be like you. Lord, what a time it will be like you, to praise you with a body like unto your own glorious body. Lord, we're thanking you so richly. And Lord, we know, as the scriptures have told us, God, we're on that journey by your grace. Lord, that wonderful servant has come. The Holy Ghost has ministered. Oh, sent from the Master. My son will have a wife. Will it be you? And Lord, that ministering, as it came and it just struck Rebecca in her heart. She said, oh, I will go, I will go, I will go. And oh, how the family wanted her to delay. They said, oh, could you not tarry just a little while longer with us? And she said, oh, no, I've got to go. And Lord, we're on that time now. And Lord, we're riding that camel train, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we sang here, heard that song, we shall behold him. Well, I'll tell you what I'm ready for, Lord, as you've told me. I'm ready for my bridegroom to be running through the field. Oh God, as I light off that camel. And Lord, an embrace that will take me into his mother's home. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you, Lord, for this truth, Lord. Let us have more confidence in your grace as we leave this place today. Lord, just confident in your mercy alone. As those cherubim, their faces are set, their eyes are cast upon one vision, and that is the blood on the mercy seat. We give you all the praise, thanksgiving, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we'll begin in Colossians. In that second chapter, and reading from verse 4, Colossians 2, 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit. Join in beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. And here we go. The steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. How many times did we just read in him? In Christ. Praise God, it's all in him. And I thank the Lord today that anywhere else that I've ever been dwelling to find rest besides in him, God, wake me up and wake me up fast. Because I'll tell you one thing I found, the word is true. And I am only complete, and I mean only complete in him. So as this precious brother says, and as we've heard so many times, let's stay in the stuff. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? As Paul continues to tell them, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, walk in him. Rooted and built up in him, established in him, as ye have been taught. This is wonderful stuff. See, we stay in the stuff and we walk in him and we stay rooted and built up in him. We stand and withstand in him. Let me tell you something. We're going to be built up into the masterpiece for him. Oh, yes. A masterpiece. And brothers and sisters, this just isn't any masterpiece. This is a masterpiece, praise God, in so many dimensions. But I love the masterpiece that John saw descending from heaven, having the glory of God. I'm talking about the masterpiece, praise God, of New Jerusalem, that city. The bride, the Lamb's wife. People don't realize this. She's being built right now. As Paul said to those elders at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He was leaving, and these ones were running well and running for the prize and that wonderful high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And here was the key to it all, to finish with a full joy. And he said, "And now, brethren," right now, not someday, but right now, brethren, pay attention. This is the now till you see Jesus. "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Now, brothers and sisters, this is it. The word of the Lord, praise God, is everything. And we thank the Lord for it. And by the grace of God, may we stand in the heights of the gospel as we have been taught. And I am not at any limitation and no hesitation, no reservation to say this. As we have been taught, Philadelphia saints. Amen. Yes. Praise be to God. Let's be made and finished a house, in a pillar in the house of the Lord. See, Christ is making us. I was thinking of this so gloriously. I love the words and the testimony of Abraham. How it said he sought that continuing city whose builder and maker is God. And I thought, oh Lord, you're making us into that. You're making us into the vision that he had. The glory of what Abraham wanted to see. I pray by the grace of God, Lord, I'll run to that mark for the prize, for the high calling of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that I would be of that grace, of that masterpiece of grace that descends from heaven, having the glory of God. I pray that there would be such a light in my life that it was a light that only he could emit in her, of sun glory, of nothing but worship, absolute confidence and faith in the grace. And matter of fact, as brother said to these elders, the word of his grace. The word, the all-powerful word of his grace. The all-powerful ability of his grace. The all-powerful promise of his grace. The passion of his grace. Oh, what a privilege it is to preach the word of God to you. Oh, I thank God. As Brother Hill would say, stall-fed calves. Oh, I can see you just ready to eat. God help us to be like the Shulamite. Oh, she was kind of funny looking to some. She had two rows of teeth. But oh, what God had her to feast upon. A double portion. See, it takes two rows for a double portion. It takes quite a bite of grace to get through that strong meat, does it not? Amen. Not too many want to go there. Not too many want to venture down into that dark mile. Oh, it's too rough. Oh, it's just too scary. Couldn't there be another way? Not to see that glory there isn't. And I thank God he's calling us that way. But brothers and sisters, it is so incredible. Once again, the prophets, they wrote these things for us that we would believe the word of God and grow up into him in all things, to be built up into him, to be this very habitation of God, so that the very fruit of God, even in the Old Testament, those worthies of faith would come and dwell therein. Can you imagine what kind of trust that he has in the heart of the virtuous woman? Do you really believe in his grace? Do you really believe in his grace? Oh, it's so beyond. It's so infinite. It's so all-powerful. And faith in that grace transforms you from glory to glory, because that's the only way you'll be transformed to glory, is by believing in that grace. Not in your merit. You and I know we can't do this. We fail continually. We come up short always. But I am so thankful, as I thank the Lord this week again, I don't suffer as a sinner. I do not suffer as a sinner. A child of God, read the Word of God. He cannot sin, neither can he commit sin. I'm free. I'm free indeed. The liberty that I walk in. The grace, praise God, that frees me from guilt and shame. And I don't suffer in that. And I understand that in these infirmities that are of my life personally, just like the infirmities that are of your life personally, I'm glorying in them. Oh, I'm working out, hallelujah, my salvation with fear and trembling. I'm encouraging myself in the Lord. He's given you everything. What are you going to encourage yourself in? See, the enemy, all he wants you to do is to say, oh, you're just a human. And see, you're just filthy and wretched. And these are these mistakes you continue to make. And these are these things that you would wish differently in your life. So just go over there and feel in that corner a whole bunch of shame. And go over there and just be consumed in guilt. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to let sin reign upon this vessel. I'm going to be confident in the grace of God. Whom he has made free is free indeed. It's so wonderful, the liberty of Christ that I walk therein. And I'll tell you what, oh, he's working out a complete salvation in my life. And I'm realizing, praise God, that these down settings that are so beautiful to him, that can be so haunting to us in unbelief, are the things that cause me to draw nigh to God, that have me to go in with full assurance believing him. That, Lord, I need help. And praise be to God, you're right there. And you comfort me and you nurture me. And I'm never separated from your love. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. This wonderful building of the grace of God and the word of his grace in our life must be going on right now. It has to go on right now. If we're going to attain, praise God, to that place for him. We are the lively stones. We're the lively stones of that city. And as the word of the Lord says, we're being cut right now. But will you receive the cut? You know how you receive the cut? You stay in the truth. You let the truth cut you. And it can be painful when you realize who you are but for God. And how wonderfully, again, that you are fit for him. Look at what the word of the Lord says. We are vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. I'm not to the praise and the glory of my self-works. I'm not to the praise and the glory of all the great things that I have done. I'm only to the praise and the glory of his grace. It's so marvelous. Anything that's ever been worked in my life to come up here and to preach the word of the Lord to you today is because of the grace of God that is with me. The same grace that sits you in a pew to hear the word of the Lord today. Praise be to God. This is this wonderful, lively stone that he's made each and every one of us to be cut perfectly. If we are to sit in that high calling of God in Christ Jesus, place for him. Yes, the bridal crown. I think of those cuts that come to the diamond. They must be perfect. They can't just be willy-nilly. And it's not just one side. Oh, we love to show the one side. I'm so thankful that the Lord knows my backside. The side that you never see. The side that maybe, oh my, oh, you couldn't handle that. But I'll tell you what, he's got it covered. And he's chiseling it just fine. And he's working on it beautifully and magnificently. And the symmetry that's coming forth for him will be the perfection, I believe, of a life that will fit just right into a wedding gown for him. Now, let me tell you something. It's time, mature sons, that we truly stand in what we have been taught. There's no other gospel but Paul's gospel. And that's why the Lord calls out to us, just like he does every single time we get together. Give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Yes, this is it. And the reason that he does that is because there is a slipping. There is a falling away, and it's going on in a tremendous way right now. The love of many is waxing cold. We know that. The abundance of ears itching, wanting to satisfy flesh and not wanting God's word. As brother prayed this morning, and it's been such a hurt to my heart with all of these tragedies that have been going on. I have not heard the name of Jesus spoken one time. I've heard of every way that we're going to fix this under the sun, which will fail. And I've not heard the name of Jesus. I'm still believing the Lord that the name of Jesus has been said. And there are people calling out to him. It's just the prince and the power of this air is tamping this down. But for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Now, I'm going to believe on with him. How about you? See, brothers and sisters, the cares of mankind. And listen to this. The cares of mankind, and that means every single one of the cares of mankind, because nothing of us except for Christ in us, the hope of glory, is going to be over there. Do you understand that? The body that I have, the mind that I have, everything that I have will be like him. Like him. Praise the Lord. And if I am already a citizen of heaven, if I'm already seated in the heavens in Christ, if I already am, yes, I am a son of God, why shouldn't I operate as a son of God? Why wouldn't I live as a son of God? Why wouldn't I let that life that lives in me, that is the only beauty of my life, the only joy of my life, the only happiness, praise God, that I really truly know, why wouldn't I let that live? Why wouldn't I want to feed that? Praise God. But see, the cares of mankind are like the little leaven, and they'll leaven the whole lump. You let that stuff in, it'll start to consume it. You let that camel's head in the tent, it will be there. You let the little foxes in, they will spoil the vine. And here it is, what the word of the Lord tells us in so many ways. He says, beware of philosophy. I think about that philosophy. It's a deadly thing. I've seen many, that have went after man's philosophy, that have even left the first love. Man's wisdom, stumbling brethren that once ran well. In Ecclesiastes 12, I always appreciate this verse. It says, the making of books, there shall be no end. And matter of fact, it goes on and it says, those books, they weary the flesh. And what that means literally, is when you go after that way, Christian, you get a headache. Man's wisdom will give you a headache. Man's philosophy gives you a headache. And the reason it's a headache is because it has no solution. I remember my son telling me, he was very sad about these philosophy teachers that he's had in college. And it was very sad to him because he said, he's right there on the cusp. He's asking all these questions that are so simply answered in Christ. It's all right there, the meaning of life. Why did this happen? What is this for? All of that. It's all answered in the Word of God. It's all so simple. But yet when we go after man's ways and man's books, that there shall be no end, there is no solution. And I have to tell you, let your ear hear what the Spirit saith. Here's what the Spirit saith to the churches. It's right here. I know of God's people, they get into everything and anything but the Word of God. Know the Word of God, not some newfangled fancy prophecy that somebody's coming out with. Don't be one that is ever learning and never comes to a knowledge of the truth. You will waste your time. You'll get to the end of it and you'll find this void and emptiness that you missed it. See, I don't want to be there like King Solomon at the very end. He had it all. And he comes to the end of his life. And the only thing that he could say with all of the great things that God had done, he was the one that even began to lift his hands to God and praise the Lord with his voice. He saw that beauty in his dad. He realized that. He received that testimony of the power of Christ. He knew to ask for the Lord. Lord, I need wisdom. I need wisdom for your people. I want a tender heart. I want to worship you. But it was those philosophies that got to him. It wasn't a woman. It was the philosophies that got to him. And it began to lead his heart away. And all he could say at the end was, oh, vanity of vanities, empty of empties. I missed it. I missed it. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention. The vain deceit, the traditions of men, as it said here, we've been rejoicing in the life of Jonathan. This last Wednesday, we read how Samuel corrected King Saul. He said, it is better to obey than sacrifice. Yes, to obey than sacrifice. See, one's leaving the first love for the traditions of men. That somehow, some way, sitting and feasting on the word of God doesn't satisfy you anymore. I need to feel something of my flesh. Let me tell you something. When you need to feel something out of your flesh, that what you need to feel on your flesh is your knees hitting down here at the altar. And say, Lord, take that away. I want to live by faith. I want to live by faith, and I need more faith, and I need more of the word of God. I'm getting weak in these things, and I'm starting to listen to here and there. I'm starting to get a little restless. Well, stop being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and begin to hear the truth. And let me tell you something, you'll begin to stand like a pillar. Yes, being ready to be made that pillar in the house of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, ones that leave the first love for traditions of men, pleasing the flesh with ceremony. And see, brothers and sisters, Christ fulfilled all that. He fulfilled all that. The only praise I want to have is not in the tradition. I want to praise him for fulfilling it. I want to praise him as I've been rejoicing this morning. I'm free indeed. He's fulfilled all those things, those feasts. Praise God, I'm so thankful. That's my Lord and Savior. The only feast I'm waiting for right now is the wedding feast. Praise God. That's where the, oh my goodness, turn your eyes upon Jesus. He's altogether lovely. He is the Word. He is full of grace and truth. I don't want to be going through, again, these motions of religion and things of that nature. I want to be down there at the feet of Jesus worshiping him. I want to tell him how much I love him. I want him to tell me how much he loves me. Like I said the other day, praise God, when I read his love letters for me, I want to see, read and understand two things. How much he loves me and how much he wants to see me. Amen. Amen? Amen? Oh, but let's get in there and let's see if we can philosophize and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, what are you doing, man? I want to just be on my date with the Lord in love. And you're trying to figure out some structure or whatever. I want to know his heart. I want to know the ways of God. I already know that, let me tell you something, all the actions, he can do anything he wants. I know he can say, mountain be removed, it's gone. I know, praise God, that he can heal the blind. He can have the lame jumping up. I know he can take the leper and he can make his skin like a baby. I know what my God can do. He can do anything. I want to know his love. And I want to know his love for me. And I want to get into that, praise God, and settle down. And to have him rest, have trust in my heart. That you know what, praise God, Jesse loves me. He just wants to get out here and be with me. It's no offense sometimes. I love to gather with the saints, and it's awesome. And his love's mighty in here right now. But I'll tell you, sometimes I just got to get alone with him. And just to worship him and thank him and praise him. And oh, my goodness, what it's going to be there. They said, oh, I'm going to behold him. Yes, I'm going to be holding him. I love that. I ain't just going to sit there and go, oh, no. And so what am I going to do? And I'm going to be... we're going to be in an embrace that'll never end. I'm telling you right now. I know it. I know it, because when I see him, I'm going to have a body likened to his own. It's going to be able to endure. Hallelujah. I'm going to be able to run with all my might like David ran, but I'm going to be running into the arms of my lover. And it's going to be an embrace, praise God, that'll never end. But praise Jesus, I got to see him like that right now. I'm serious. He's not out here judging you. He's loving you. He's encouraging your heart. He's trying to just get a hold of you. Honeys, you got to quit listening to all this stuff. You got to quit being distracted. That's what these rudiment things are that it talks about right here. That's anything getting in the way. Something becoming that you get obsessed with. Something that becomes an idol. Anything that gets in between this your soul and your Savior. I don't want anything between it. And it's a fight all the time, isn't it? Because this stuff, this fleshy thing, it feels everything. It's so sensitive. It can get hurt so quick. It can look to, oh, poor me, so fast. Because I get my eyes off the cross. I need to see him that he fulfilled everything on that cross for me. Oh, his precious holes in his hands and his holes in his feet. His flesh was torn more than any. And here I am thinking of me in some way that I've been abused or something of that nature. Let me tell you something. I want to suffer together with Christ. I want to thank him for that joint suffering. I'm just grateful to God, hallelujah, that I'm looking for this crowning moment of the bride of Christ, hallelujah. Oh my goodness, Lord, give me the faith in Paul's gospel to believe this. That, Lord, I would glory in my infirmities. Oh, I thank this, that I would praise him for this cross that he's given me. That I would rejoice, as Paul said, in the infirmity. The champions, brothers and sisters, they do. I love this. The champions cherish the battle. They do. They look for those giants. I want to be one of those mighty men that's sad when there's not a giant to destroy. And you've got giants all over the place, and they're right here in your head. This is where they are. They're not really out there anyways. You got to get a spirit like Caleb and Joshua. They came back and, oh man, this land's so awesome. Look at these guys pulling out one cluster of grapes. I got Fred and Joey over here and they have to bring out one of them and it weighs about 200 pounds. We got to get in there, man. You know what kind of wine you can make with that kind of grape? That's in the promised land. That's what God will do for you. But yet here was everybody else. Oh, look at them giants. Look at how awful that is. Look at the situations of my life. Look what's going on in society. Look at the promises of God and go in and take it. This is where we need to be, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. This is going to be gone in a moment. You've heard this bridal message out here. This is the cut right now. Will you stay in first love with Jesus Christ? See, I don't want to be like the church of Ephesus where it said, I have one thing against you. You left your first love. We don't need to be in that group. And that isn't something to fear about. It's just to believe the Lord and rejoice in him. And as these things come and fight your mind, as whatever it would be. And there's a jillion things in this life right now. It's just you get the flavor of the month each month here. That's what the devil does. He knows how to give you a sick and poison lollipop again and again and again. And each time you begin to start to do that, hit your knees and say, Lord, get me out of this. Quicken my heart to believe who I am in Christ. Let me start running for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Get my mind out of the gutter. Praise God. You have called me to rule and to reign with you jointly in the midst of the throne of glory. But it's going to be gone and it's going to be just a moment. And I say to the Lord, praise God, the Lord is my helper. Listen to this. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Don't fear your job. Don't fear those in authority. Don't fear your neighbor. Don't fear your family. Start standing in the things of God. Walk with bold steps. I'm reading about David. There was that young kid. He looked at that whole tribe of Israel, and there they were sitting in fear. He was absolutely astonished. What are you doing? We have the Lord God of hosts on our side. We've seen him time and time again. You're sitting in fear and there's a big dope out there that's taken the name of our God in vain. It's time to go boldly into that. It's time to run into that troop. And I thank God that we can. And we need to stand up in our homes and fight the good fight of faith. Tear down those strongholds. Lord, I thank God I'm not in chains. If I've got a chain, it's because I'm carrying it around like a knucklehead. I need to throw it down. Lay aside, it says, every weight. I'm an eagle. I soar. I don't need to encumber my wings with weights. It's time to light off. It's time to go. Yes, that coming of the Lord is upon us, brothers and sisters. It is. We must be a people of God that are turning our eyes upon Jesus, steadfast in the truth right now. As the word of the Lord said, the one that shall come, he will come and he will not tarry. Can't you hear a flutter of a trumpet right now? I mean it. Can't you hear it go? You know how Ray comes out here? I hear him go. And then it starts playing and it's gone and it's over. And it's going to be just like that. But as the word of the Lord says to us, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, that's you. As ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, increase this wondrous love wherewith we are loved. Let it be real today, God. Let it just be overwhelming to us today, Lord God. Let us be this thankful, as it said, to abide in thanksgiving to God. Lord, we're such a graced people. Lord, let us turn our eyes upon you. Lord, let us live by the faith of the Son of God, that you are for us and who could be against us. Lord, let your mind be in me, the same mind that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, that there is nothing hard for God, that God withholds nothing good from my life, that all things are working together for good for my life because I love God. Oh, Lord, break up the fallow ground. God, let us not be slow to believing today. Let us jump on in there, Lord God, and believe it now. In Jesus' name, Lord, come in. Cause people to flock to the altar today. We need to praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, brother.